Hello and welcome back to Fleek and the Guys podcast. We are again playing Tunnels and Trolls. Welcome to the show, Patrick and James. Hello. My ears.
Hey.
God, my ears.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, why would you do that?
That was painful for me too.
I think they're bleeding.
I didn't even peek. Wow.
Wow, that's a fancy microphone you got there.
Okay. You peeked in my brain.
I always peek in your brain, Patrick.
Well, as I was saying,
I'm grateful
back
for that.
Welcome back to the show. We're playing Tunnels and Trolls. It's been a while, safe to say, since I last had you both on the show. 6 months. It was May, so
yeah,
6 months,
give or take. Yeah.
What did you think of the video of the first episode?
It was rubbish.
I kind of spent
a bit shit, wasn't it?
A lot of time working on it, and it really means a lot to me that my friends liked it. I shouldn't have just hit my microphone. That was a mistake. Okay, so James, did you listen to the second episode of the podcast?
I started to.
So you don't actually know what happened to you.
No.
Okay, so basically I possessed you.
Right.
And we were having a lovely time. And then we got into a spot of bother with a giant. And
right.
Patrick and Chris, they sort of left you to die.
No, we had a democratic vote.
No, I said there are rocks falling from the ceiling. One of them hits Alduin and knocks him to the ground. Do you stop and help him? And you were like, nah, leave him. Leave him. We're just going to let him die. That would be fun.
Wow.
Well,
it was
why was I
fun.
Here for the last one? I can't remember.
I don't remember. You were very sleepy.
I think
I might
you
be
died
sick.
Or something.
Yeah. Something. It's ironic, really, that we've been sort of trying to get a chance to record for like a month or so, but one of us has always been unavailable, and yet last time we recorded with you two, then I just sort of ignored the fact that one of us was unavailable and did it anyway. But I will not do that again. I will not. Solidarity.
It's fine. You made up for it.
That's a
Alex,
lie.
You made up for it when we made that YouTube video, so that's fine.
We made a YouTube video, and it's fantastic. Link in the end.
Plug all the YouTube videos.
If you want to watch it, then you'll have to sit through the next hour or so of just this same screen. And if you're watching on iTunes, then I'm never going to link anything. Sorry. should we get started? So after last time, when you were basically killed, James.
Right.
But you're okay now-ish.
That's good.
You're recovering in hospital from death, and Alea comes to visit you regularly. She walks in with your hammer, which you rightly looted off the troll.
I'm very thankful for this, Alea. I'm glad you came to see me.
The great sword, which she bought using the money which she got from killing the giant which killed you, and she's, you know, she sits on your bed and she smiles and you talk about current events.
Does she caress my hair?
I don't know.
And or pubes.
Do you caress his hair and or pubes? Pubes.
My love is for Evelyn alone.
Ah, isn't that sweet? You clearly haven't listened to the other two episodes.
No, because I'm not supposed to know
no,
what's
you're
going
not.
On, so I've refrained from listening.
Good boy.
But I feel like they've just insulted the crap out of me.
No. There were just some sexy times with a door that was not quite...
Sexy times with a door?
You'll have to listen to it at some point. You'll have to listen to it at some point.
Chris.
The viewer will know what's happening. The viewer will know what's happening. I can't remember. We were getting started, weren't we? Oh, yeah. Alduin is recovering in hospital in Karastor, which is the capital city of Arkhan. Did you get the map which I sent you?
Nope.
No?
No.
Did you send it through Skype?
I don't know. I didn't think so.
When I told you not to send anything through Skype.
It was during our setup period. Hang on.
Let me see this. I never got any internet.
I'll post it in the document chat.
Oh, is it this? It might be this.
Is it that?
Yay.
I've just linked it to you. Where? I've also realised that it's showing our names. But don't worry.
The worst map I've ever seen.
Hey!
Oh, here.
This was the last thing which I've drawn with a mouse rather than with the tablet which you've lent me.
Hang on.
And in comparison to the stuff which I've drawn with the tablet, it's pretty crap.
That looks quite a lot like Mordor.
Mordor?
It looks nothing like Mordor.
You're right, it's shitter.
Oh. Aside from the fact which Mordor is like a section enclosed by a mountain range, and this is an island.
What's it called?
Arkhan.
No, the other one.
It says it at the top.
The one that's copyrighted.
What?
The one that's probably copyrighted, the other one.
What, Middle Earth?
Yeah, there you go. That's what I was looking for.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to show that because YouTube will kill me.
It looks the same.
Not in the slightest. It looks.
That's like saying that the Middle East looks like America.
It does. It does. They're idiots either side.
So this is Arkhan.
Moving on.
Can you see in the middle, slightly to the left of the middle, is a circle, Karastor, which is like the centre of the spokes. That's the capital.
That's where
Alduin's recovering in hospital.
Can't see it.
I think I've got it, a map of the city itself. I may not have.
Nah, mate, your map just is so bad. I can't see anything.
It's there. It's by Georgia,
yeah.
And next to Karastor Plains.
Okay, this is.
Oh, there in like size 2 font. Okay.
It's just because you're on a Mac and you can't see it.
Oh. Okay. Okay, I just figured out how to zoom in on Google Drive. Cool.
Wow.
Whee!
You clicked the little plus. Okay.
Is there a
so
little plus?
You're in the central area infirmary, and it's one of the days where Alea's visiting you. And as you're sat there together in the dorm on your bed talking about the politics of the current age, you're visited,
and also the bad spelling of the person who writ this map.
At least I didn't say writ.
Oh, I was just about to type
written
that.
Or wrote.
Yeah. What, the Royal Guard?
Oh, balls! No. It's fine. I can just touch that up in post.
I just typed a message about that in chat, hoping James would see it, but he just came straight out with it.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember that we're doing this audio thing where we talk to each other instead of typing in chat? I know it's complicated sometimes, opening your mouth and having words come out.
No, but me and James are sending secret messages that you won't see.
He's in the same chat.
No, he's not.
Okay, so you're in hospital and you're visited by a strange man. You recognise him as Vitas Korn, the royal spymaster for King Calvin.
He's not a very good spy if we recognise him.
he's a spy master. He's not the one doing the actual spying himself. He's not got like one of those little like eye mask things, and you're like, oh, I wonder who that is, and then he takes it off, and you're like, oh yes, there he is.
And the false mustache like you get in Christmas crackers.
Okay. I haven't even finished doing the introduction, and we've been recording for like 20 minutes. Okay. You're visited by Vitas Korn.
Yes.
And he brings a strange message for you. He's offering you the job of tracking down a dwarven activist. So a terrorist, basically. Like,
right.
I have a job for you, lads.
Oh, God.
I need you to track down this dwarven activist. He's a sort of terrorist in these parts, and he's doing a lot of nasty things to the general population. He's speaking out against the Kuaster Alliance in ways which we just can't be dealing with in this modern era. So he's basically, he's offering you the job of trying to find this terrorist, right?
Yeah. Right.
You've got me really paranoid now that you're typing in chat. I keep checking it rather than looking at my notes. Okay.
No, we're not.
Now, you do think that he's just a little bit sort of creepy. The way he talks is sort of a bit snake-like, and I can hear the ding of you typing in chat. So I've realised that it dings now. So I'm going to be slightly more relaxed.
Oh, God.
This terrorist was last seen in the industrial district, but we believe that he has moved over into slightly higher accommodation, possibly in the Nesh embassy. Now, if you'd be interested, we could supply you with means of getting inside the embassy. However, you would need to stay undercover and keep a good persona so that the Nesh ambassadors do not realize that you are a spy.
So he's in the Dwarven Embassy.
Are you gonna accept his offer, or are you
Which embassy is he in?
Are you gonna try and do your own
thing? The Nesh one. Nesh. It's on the far left of the map. Oh.
Nesh, yes. Yeah, are you going to accept Vissus Korn's offer?
His last name's Korn.
With a K. Oh. Korn!
it's
like the band. Okay.
All right.
I mean...
sure, yes. Let's accept his quest.
You're going to do it.
Does that mean I can move now, or because am I still in hospital?
Yes. He gives you a meeting time. He wants to meet you at midday tomorrow at the Department of Intelligence, which is...
Why not now?
Because you're in a hospital. There are other people around. It's a bit of an open space.
Well, why can't we just walk out with him now?
Because
he can do anything.
I don't know. I'm giving you a chance to explore the city. If you want to,
yes. Okay, sorry.
If you want to do anything in the city, if you want to go anywhere or buy yes, anything,
I don't have any gold.
You can. Your mission to recover the lost item didn't go brilliantly, and the guild council have requested that you come in and talk to them about your failings and whether you continue with to work for them. Are you going to do that, or are you going to go to the industrial district?
When I grow up, I want to be a master spy.
Are you going to go to a tavern and get blindingly drunk,
Patrick?
Hang on a second. There's a Department of Exploration. We need to go there. It's at the end of a really dark alleyway.
Okay.
Where? Oh, yeah.
Next to the main park.
It? Sorry. It's not. It's Department of Explorat Iron.
It wouldn't fit all on one line, okay?
Yeah, let's go there.
Okay. So the two of you leave the infirmary. It's a bright, sunny, early spring day. You walk through the park. It's a lovely day. There's no murderers or thieves, and then you turn the corner, and you walk into this.
Oh, it's a park! I thought it was neatly aligned sheep.
Neatly aligned sheep in the middle of a city,
trained by the master spy.
Stop mocking me. Okay.
What you don't know is he's also the finest shepherd in the land.
In the whole of Arkhan.
Okay, so you leave the park and you turn the corner and you enter the slightly dark and dingy alley. You walk around the temple and climb a flight of steps. And by this point, the sun has been completely blotted out by the buildings towering above you. There are slightly questionable characters hanging around the corner. One of them comes up to you. Wanna buy some potions, miss? Wanna buy some potions? I got all the best wares of healing potions for you. Would you like to buy one? Only 20 gold pieces.
See, when you said questionable characters, you opened yourself up there. Like, because all of your characters are questionable. Let's be honest.
No, I think we should save our money for the bar.
Yeah. I want to piss out the wall.
Okay, so you walk past the old woman, and she seems a bit upset. No potions for Master. No potions. I've got a family to feed, you know. Are you sure? You sure you won't buy a potion? Only 20 gold pieces.
Yeah, that's fine.
Can I just, like, stab her?
If you want.
I was only joking.
Okay, good. Don't kill off one of the reoccurring characters before she even becomes a reoccurring character. Okay, you enter the
spoilers?
Department.
Jesus.
I was only joking. She's not going to come up again. I've never mentioned him again. Unless I remember to. You enter the Department of Exploration, and you're met by a elven receptionist, and he greets you. Hello, good sir. What can I do for you today? Are you here on governmental matters? Do you require a visa?
I'm here on governmental matters. I'm from the government.
But I also require a visa.
Oh, isn't that convenient? Because I have a few visa applications right here for just such a good sir as yourself. And,
thank you.
And a good madam. Madam? Lady.
Lady.
Just such a good lady as yourself. Where are you travelling to on this fine spring morning?
Here.
I don't know. I haven't looked at the map enough.
Okay.
We might be heading down to the Red Dragon. I'm guessing that's the pub.
Oh, you're going to the Red Dragon? My uncle owns that bar. They do the best mead in all of Carasta.
Well, we should, go try that.
It's a small world, isn't it?
Yeah.
Feels like there's going to be some...
It is, especially when I'm making a special effort to tie all the characters together.
Oh, God.
Are you going to get a visa? Because you don't really need one. You're not planning on travelling, I don't think.
I have my BDSM gear.
I don't need one.
I have my BDSM gear still. I can help you.
I don't advise using that on the receptionist. Are you going to ask any questions about the dwarven activist,
yes.
Or have you just come
ask
here?
Ask about
on,
this
on...
dwarven activist.
What are you going to ask?
If they've explored him.
Wait, what? You need to actually tell me what you're asking. Do an Alduin voice, James.
Alduin's voice. How did I do it last time?
I don't think you did. Just make.
I don't think I did. Have you explored this dwarven activist?
Explored him, sir? What do you mean explored him? I probably should have given the activist a name. That would make it easier. He's called
You didn't give him a name.
Billy Assassin. No.
Have you explored this Billy Assassin?
Billy Assassin? Oh, I made him a visa just the other day. He was heading off towards Fjord.
Wow, this guy lets anyone slip through, doesn't he?
I take that as a personal offence, good lady. I've never let any man or woman.
He knows who he is. He's still let him. Just gave him a name visa.
With a name like Billy the Assassin.
It's not Billy the Assassin, you silly goat. It's just Billy Assassin. His mother was Jane Assassin, and his father was Augustus Assassin.
Oh, so you know the family well then?
Yes, I do. Good customers of the Department of Exploration.
What does his father do?
His father is a warrior in the had to look at my map there. In
keep
the
asking armor, questions.
In the Treof army, he's a good lad. He's a good lad, Augustus.
What's his rank? What's his rank?
Sorry? Rank?
What's his rank?
He's just a lowly soldier. He doesn't have a rank.
He's a private then.
This is medieval times, mate. We don't have privates. I've got privates.
That went exactly as I wanted it to. I'm gonna get you to make sex puns all the time.
Are you gonna ask any like legitimate questions, or are you gonna go to the pub, or are you going to go and meet?
What's his mother's job? What's his mother's job?
Where can we find his mother?
What's his
I don't know Jane all that well, I have to say.
Both of those questions.
Last time I heard, I thought she was a dirty whore. Like a sex banana, that's
excellent.
Slut.
Where can we find her?
She's off on Terrace, I'm afraid. The nights are spent with her.
I'm extremely offended at what you just called me.
What did I just call you?
You just called me a slut.
Oh yeah, I did. Whoops, sorry.
It's not
sorry,
good,
your
not good custom for a shops master.
What? Also, what kind of customers can you get at the Department of Exploration? What are you going to buy?
They hire people to go out and seek treasure because this is a fantasy setting. There's treasure everywhere. It's the main source of income for Arkham. Going out and looting things.
Everybody in the whole of Arkham's explorers.
Yeah, there's the Department of Exploration, which is the
explorers or guards. That's all there is.
The Department of Exploration, which is the government-run explorers section. Then there's the Adventurers Guild, which is the one
can
that you're part of.
Yeah, we need to go there, don't we?
And then and then there's another one as well. Hang on, I've lost it. There's the Travellers Guild, which specializes more on just sort of vagrants and passing merchants than adventurers. Are you going to leave the Department of Exploration?
Yeah, we got nothing.
We're in medieval times, right?
Fantasy, yes. Yeah. It's not quite like a direct translation of medieval times. But yes,
the Department of Transport, how many vehicles do they have and what are these vehicles?
Dragon.
Boats.
Wild boar.
But in this universe there are creatures.
Rhinoceros.
In this universe there are creatures which can teleport.
Jabberwocky.
In this universe there are creatures which can teleport. If you'd like to find out more about these creatures, you can listen to last episode entitled Goblin Town Rats.
Yeah, I didn't watch the whole of that.
Bit of self-plugging there. Talking about self-plugging.
When he's God.
I love recording with you two because I just get to make all these puns. What were you saying, Jay?
Wait a second.
Your viewers are going to have lots of questions to ask you when you
There are two taverns in this town. Am I right?
Well, there are others, but those are just the ones which I'm recommending to you.
So we got the Red Dragon and
the Blue Goblin. I can see your naming scheme.
Are we still in the Department of Exploration?
You are, yes. Although you probably want to leave because
didn't he say his dad owns the Red Dragon?
Sorry?
Didn't he say his dad owns the Red Dragon?
His uncle, yes. His uncle owns the Red Dragon.
Your uncle, yeah.
Finest mead in all the cluster.
If we mention your name, can we get a free drink?
Well, I'm afraid my uncle doesn't like me all that much. He's a lovely guy. I wouldn't speak a word against him. But he's also a bit of a gigantic cock.
Well, thank you anyway. What was your name?
Yes, thank you very much.
My name is David Tintin.
David Tintin, that's a lovely elf name.
Lovely elf name. I've got to stop naming things just by looking around my bookshelves. David Tintin. Say to the good Master Tintin of the Red Dragon that you know me. Maybe he'll give you a discount. But then, as I said, he is also a gigantic cock.
Fair enough. Thank you so much.
Good day, sirs.
Thank you. Yeah.
And you leave with a tinkle of the little doorbell. Where are you going to go now?
Diddle-ling. Red Dragon.
Red Dragon. Yeah.
The Red Dragon. Shit face before going to the Adventurers Guild.
Go to Dragon Sorrows.
Do you have any money?
can you spot me for the drink? I'm all out, mate. I'm sorry.
I have the money.
Okay, you enter.
Oh, yeah, the Red Dragon. Yeah.
You enter the Red Dragon. It's a wonderful, yay, cheerful place with bustling, full of beefy maidens and cheerful, laughing, bearded gentlemen.
Maidens, just how I like them.
Everyone's swilling beefy their mead and laughing, and it's a very jolly place. There's a lute player in the corner, and he's dancing away happily to a jolly little jig. And then behind the bar, Anthony Tintin. Anthony Tintin. He's happy. He's smiling. Hello, good sirs. Welcome to the Red Dragon, the servers of the finest mead in all of Karasta.
Thank you, good sir.
Hello.
Two meads, please.
Two meads?
Earlier on.
Two meads, my good barmaid.
Earlier on, we encountered your nephew, a Mr. David Tintin, and we were wondering, could we have a free drink a person?
Hold those meads, barmaid. He slams his hand on the bar. So, you met my bastard of a nephew, did you? Well, I have to say, there's never have I seen such a disgusting child in all of my life.
We'd have to agree with you there.
Coming in here expecting to get free drinks just by blabbering his name about? Ha! He's a disgrace to the name of Tintin.
I would agree.
So would I. A disgusting fellow he is.
Good to see. Barmaid, continue pouring those meads. And she pours you meads and he hands them over. Here you go, good sir and good lady. Have a mead on me. Except you have to pay me. That would be 5 gold pieces each.
This finest mead in Canasta doesn't come cheap, does it?
No, good sir, it does not.
The lady will pay.
What sort of gentleman are you making the lady pay for the drinks?
A gentleman that's just got out of hospital.
Should you be drinking in your condition, sir?
Probably not. I'll just wake up from the dead.
I mean, good barman, I don't know if you noticed.
Yeah, it was great. It's like a holiday.
He's still... For barman, for the love of God, don't look at his backside. He's still wearing his bottomless gown.
Okay, so you're drinking your mead. Are you going to try and talk with the locals or sit at the bar and discuss local events with the...
What type of people are there in the bar?
Mostly sort of laughing, quite large men.
I just wondered if there's a like shady type in a corner with a hood on.
Not really. There is a back room, but unfortunately you're not allowed access to it.
Why not?
Because you're not.
I'm curious.
Okay.
It's like you go into a bar and it's like, sorry, this area is a book only. And you're like, oh, well, I quite like to go in. And like, no, this area is book only. You have to book. You have not
is
booked.
Is it locked with a golden key?
No, it's not locked. Who locks doors?
I was going to say, because can we have like a pop-up that says spend 10 gold coins and I can get a golden key?
But no. I'm not going to give you the master key to the city for 10 gold pieces. That's like at least worth 500. Like the key that opens all doors. Like, what are you going to do? Are you going to chat with a barman? Are you going to talk with the locals?
Game master.
Can you pronounce the M in game master? Because otherwise you're just calling me game master. And not that I have anything against homosexuals, but... Like, that's not my name.
Game Master.
Thank you. Game Master.
Are there sirens in this universe?
People who sing and...
As in mermaids.
Yes, and lure people to their deaths.
There has been tell of sirens in these here parts, but none,
it's a town.
None in, so far inland as the Karasta Plains.
Where could we find them?
Well, I have a ring of tongues. And I'm seeing a loop in these scores. In these rules, sorry, scores. I feel like I can use siren language to just completely brainwash people.
You can try.
Get them.
You can try!
And probably fail.
But if you're speaking siren, you've got to sing it because... Because sirens sing their words.
They do.
Okay, I'm going to have to hurry us along slightly because we have been recording 40 minutes and haven't actually got to any of the plot yet. There's nothing really for you to do at the Red Dragon. Do you want to go and meet the Spy Master or go to the Adventurers Guild and face your comeuppance for not getting the lost item?
Let's go
spy
meet the Spy
Master! I am the Spy Master.
I should not have called him Spy Master, should I?
He's going to be doing like a Power Rangers pose in the middle of the park, isn't he? Alex hates us now.
I'd rather you, like, do you want to do something? Go to the Adventurers Guild, or which one are you doing? Are you going to meet the Spy Master?
Yeah, we're going to meet the Spy Master.
Spy Master. Okay, after drinking...
James Bond theme tune.
Yeah.
Yes.
After drinking the night away in the Red Dragon, you head back up
Spy Master.
Into the central town to visit the Department of Intelligence. You walk in through the door, and are met by the sight of Visas Cobb, who that's not his name at all. I've been giving him the wrong name for the entire thing. Vitas Korn.
Yes.
You're met by Vitas Korn.
Where is the intelligence place?
Doesn't Vitas Korn sound like a bunion remedy?
So you walk to the Department of Intelligence and you're met by Vitas Korn, Royal Spymaster to King Kalgo. He greets you and he takes you to his office. And you sit down. And he gives you some more intelligence. We've learned Billy Assassin. That was it. Billy Assassin.
Yes, Billy Assassin
has moved. He's now hiding in the Minor Species District, along with the goblins and the gremlins and the blinkers and what have you. Now the Karastor Alliance has no power over the Minor Species District, so we will ask you to go in and apprehend this assailant. Do you accept this mission? In which case, I would like to send you off as soon as possible.
I thought we were going to the Nesh Embassy tomorrow morning.
You were, but now you're not. Time's changed, okay. Bitch.
Okay.
You're the Spy Master, couldn't you do this yourself?
As I said, the Karastor Alliance has no power over the Minor Species District.
Where is the Minor Species
District? But you're the Spy Master. No one will know you're the Karastor Alliance.
No.
No, I'm the Spy Master. As in, I'm a quite well-known figure who happens to be a spy.
Is this guy the equivalent of, like, sea turtles in James Bond?
He's like M, okay? Everyone knows that M is a spy. But like
nobody knows M's a spy.
M doesn't go undercover.
No one knows M's a spy.
She doesn't like go into the field and run around in a little trench with a hat on.
But you've called yourself the Spy Master.
Yes. Look, can we just get over this? It's been like 40 minutes.
Could somebody tell me where are we going? Where is that?
Northeast. Northeast block.
Oh, okay.
Okay, are you going to head over there?
So it's that DPMS.
Yeah, Department of...
Bank of Bogdan.
Bank of Bogdan. It's the main dwarven city in Larkin.
Oh, okay.
I love how cheap this area looks, because it just has Minor Species District scrawled across it.
DPMS stands for Department of...
You've got a little park in the corner.
Department for Protection of Minor Species.
Oh, okay.
DPMS.
Oh, okay, let's go into the Minor Species District then.
Okay, so you walk into the Minor Species
District. We accept the mission.
And now, this district is is not designed for elves, which both of you are. I don't know if I've mentioned, James, that you're an elf before now.
I thought I was human.
But you are.
I was human.
No, you're an elf.
Okay.
I thought you were human as well, but it's on your character sheet, so... So yeah, you walk in and elves aren't particularly
Alduin's
welcome.
Alduin's always been human.
And you're getting a lot of funny looks from the gremlins and the goblins and the blinkers who live here. Patrick, would you like to roll for searching for this guy? You need to roll a 6.
Yes, 6.
Isn't that convenient? See, for some reason I don't believe you. Okay, so you find the blinker. Not blinker. Sorry, that was last episode. You find the dwarf. He's sat snoozing, in a back alley atop a few barrels. Are you gonna? You've been instructed to take him alive.
Okay.
Are you gonna like bag him and tag him? Or are you gonna use your full BDSM gear on him?
If you bag him and tag him, that means he's dead.
Is that what that means? Yes. I thought it just sort of meant shove them in a bag and put a tag on it.
No, that means it's dead.
Oh, God. What did I do to all those kittens? So, you...
Moving on.
You're gonna try and catch him?
Yes.
Okay. You grab him and you pin him to a wall and you tie his hands behind his back. He wakes up with a start. Hey, hey, what's going on? What are you doing? Hey, 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 back off. Back off. I'll kick you in the shins.
Don't worry, we're taking you to see your friend Tintin.
No, that was the barman. You on?
No, I'm on about his nephew.
No, his nephew was the guy from the Department of Exploration.
Yeah, but it's
no, we're taking, are you
lying to him? Oh, I see. Yes. I see. He sees right through your lie. Tintin.
Good one, Alduin.
You're from the Karasta Alliance, aren't you? I can see it in your face. You're taking me to jail. Don't take me. I beg of you. They do horrible things to me. You don't know what they do to dwarves. They're racist. They are racist. They'll turn on you too, elves. Turn on you like the backstabbing traitors they are.
Okay. After jail we go.
Yeah, no one cares, no. Dwarf. Let's go.
I'm not Dwarver. It's not Dwarver.
No, it's a dwarf.
I said
dwarf. Oh, okay. I thought you thought that I was making you capture me. I was like,
no.
This is like Mr. Gibbs in the first Pirates of the Caribbean. He's just like laying in a pig den. Like he's falling apart.
Wait, please, don't take me back there. I don't want to go back.
Why?
If I tell you what I know, will you let me go?
Depends on what you know.
I have secrets about the Karasta Alliance, secrets that'll turn your hair green. Just for clarification, your hair isn't already green, in case you were wondering.
Mine is.
No, your hair's black.
My hair's green.
No, it
have
isn't.
You been drawing it wrong? You've been drawing it wrong, haven't you?
No, it's my imaginary universe. Your hair can be the color I want it to be.
But it's my imaginary character.
Okay, so far I've just been drawing in black and white anyway, so it doesn't really matter. Are you gonna let him go? Are you gonna listen to him?
In that case, my hair should
we'll
be a shade
to him,
of gray.
Not go.
Sorry.
I'm quite happy to listen to him, but I don't think we should let him go.
Okay, so you're going to try and trick him.
Yeah, let's
listen
to him. Aleia, if you want to try and trick him, it's probably best that you talk, because you've got a higher charisma, so he's more likely to believe you.
Sure.
Well, are you going to ask him any questions, or are you just going to stand here awkwardly silent?
What do you know, dwarf?
Well, you've done a brilliant job of convincing me to talk to you, I have to say. God damn you and your 22 charisma. I was doing some spying work for Vishash Korn, and I discovered something, right? While I was doing the subterfuge, I discovered that the Karasta Alliance is planning on invading Terrace, despite their peace treaty. The dwarves will be completely undefended. They will be destroyed by the Karasta Alliance, and the humans will once again take Terrace, the sacred land of the dwarves. It's a big deal.
So what you've just said, dwarf, is that the Spymaster is helping the humans attack the dwarves.
Yes, that's true. And it won't be long before they turn on the elves as well. Dree is on the way to Terrace. Do you really think they want to attack Dree just because of some silly promise? It didn't stop them from attacking the dwarves. By the way, Dree is the elven sacred city. It's also your homeland. So you kind of... them attacking it is a big deal.
Right. I vote we go back, we free this dwarf. Actually, no, we befriend him, and then we go and kill the Spymaster.
Yeah.
So, it's okay, I did actually plan for this. It's fine. I didn't plan for this happening, like, 60 minutes into the recording, because we haven't got that long left. But it's fine. Okay, we need to go fast-paced. You free the dwarf. I'll get my axe. We can go and take on this guy now, and then we must leave this city. I have to warn the dwarves. Are you going to go back to the Department of Intelligence and try and find this son of a gun?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I really hope he has a cheesy death line.
So do I.
I'm starting thinking of one already, if I'm honest. Okay, you storm across Central Avenue, through the markets, past the infirmary, and into the Department of Intelligence. You walk up to the receptionist and demand to see Vissas. Whatever his name was.
Where is Mr. Corn?
Corny bastard. Corny bastard.
His name changes whenever you say it.
She runs off and gets Vissas. He comes back. I was worried you'd talk to him.
Quick, grab him.
Well, wasn't that what we were supposed to do?
All I wanted you to do was fetch in the bastard. And now look what you've done. You've convinced yourself that we, your ruling classes, are trying to plot against you. Well, you're just plain wrong. Yes, it's true.
You don't rule us.
Yes, it's true that we're planning on an invasion of Terrace. But what a difference does that make to the people of Arkhan? We shall protect you whether we are invading our enemies or staying at home. Either way...
They aren't enemies if there's a peace treaty.
Peace
treaty?
Will
you shut up for a second, you twat?
Me?
I love because of the lag, I was already not talking when you said that. But now I'm talking again. So instead of saying shut up, you could have just spoken.
I wasn't talking to you, I was talking to Corn.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I thought you were talking to me.
He was monologuing again. He was monologuing.
That's very rude of you, Ilang Yeri.
You don't rule us.
The peace treaty was signed over 200 years ago. Things have changed. Men have moved on. The dwarves will attack us, Kanda freezing. When the great seas of Gronds become solid, the dwarves will march from Territh. We should strike now while we have the fleets to defeat them. The dwarf you freed, who you brought along for some reason, and I wasn't expecting you, is shocked by this. Us dwarves would never attack you. We honor our treaties. Well, you, dwarf, Mr. Assassin, may honor your treaties, but I doubt that others would say the same. Was it not true that King of the Dwarves, Vok Rexel, is responsible for the whole freezing affair? Is it not true that the dwarves have been responsible for every war that Arkhan has suffered? That is true, by the way. History lesson 101. In the year zero, Vok Rexel, a dwarf king, met with the elven people of Polarid and discussed with them a circle of power, which would be used to freeze the seas of Grond and allow him to cross from the island of Terrace to the continent of Arkhan. However, the spell went wrong, destroyed the elven homelands, and now the freezing happens for a year every 100 years, without fail for the last 1,000 years or so. And every time it has happened, Grond has erupted into massive war. Which isn't good for anyone.
Did you just say 1,000? It's 1,000, not 1,000.
I didn't say 1,000.
You said 1,000. You said 1,000.
When I edit this, I'll prove
listen to the
you.
Recording.
Okay, you'll have to watch this back. We're approximately an hour and 5 minutes into. Well, we are exactly an hour and 5 minutes into recording. But it will be edited down quite substantially. What are you going to do right now? Whose side are you going to take? There's about to be a punch-up. Whose side are you going to take? Are you going to take Khorne's and the side of the Karastra Alliance and the humans and the elves? Or the elves, questionable. Yeah, we'll come back to that.
Well, I don't know.
Or are you going to take the
like
side of
both,
the dwarves?
They're both going to...
It's difficult
I mean,
choice.
No, because me and Alduin are both dwarves, right? So we're going to stick together... So we're going to stick together no matter what, right?
I was hoping
but
that.
But I feel like both sides here are going to dick us over at some point.
Yeah.
Do you want to just back out of this and let them beat the shit out of each other?
Yeah.
You're not allowed to do that.
That's a good plan.
Let's make it into like some kind of fight club. We'll bet
on
it. We'll bet on it.
No, you're not allowed to do that. You got to pick a side. I'm sorry.
Some open world.
That's the whole reason we've recorded this last hour is this confrontation. Whose side do you pick? Do you pick your people? Or do you go for the right choice?
I like the dwarf.
Yeah, screw it.
Dwarves.
Okay, you draw your sword and turn on Vitas. He looks at you with a look of disdain. I expected better of the two of you. Oh well.
Oh, I'm the spymaster. Ooh.
not even a good spy master, because you can't even hide in public. We recognise you straight away, you idiot.
How do you always mock me? I'm just trying to create a rich environment for my fantasy universe.
I'm the master spy. I'm the best, but I don't go out on fucking expedition. Oh, God, no. I don't go out of the office.
Okay,
you?
Vitas is offended by you mocking him, and he draws his sword and smacks you in the face with it.
What a king.
He doesn't even cut you, he just smacks you.
Okay, you don't actually take any damage at all.
Aldrin, he hit me.
Aldrin, he hit me. Okay, it's the two of you. Patrick, do you have four dice to hand?
Oh, shit. Wait, where are my dice?
Roll them and tell me the total. I'll roll for Aldrin. You got five.
I have a sword and I need two dice, apparently.
Yep. You got a five.
I got 10 total.
10 total? 10 on four dice? Yep. That was some pretty crap rolling. So, altogether, you got 15. And so you strike out together. Korn rolled really badly. He only got a 3. And you stab him with both of your swords together, right through the chest, killing
Ooh.
Him. He gasps.
Boy.
Why? Why would you do this?
Because you're a dick.
Aldrin. My name isn't really Vitas Korn. It's Aldrin Fritzel the Fourth. And then he collapses in blood. Father.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
that
plot
twist.
Twist, plot twist, plot twist.
No, my father.
Okay.
He called himself a spy master, Aldrin. He was a dick. Space it.
Yeah, Vitas Korn was just his Jesus. Disguise. He was a better spy than you thought. Yeah. Now who's laughing, eh? You just killed your own father, you dick.
Who's that talking?
I don't know.
God?
Dorva. He's talking out of the goddamn wolves.
Dorva? What are you doing here?
You need to get the hell out of Dodge, basically, because Carrasta is about to erupt because you just killed one of their council, basically. So
where's the nearest exit? Or should we go to the Elven Palace and seek refuge?
Elven Embassy, you mean?
You could go to the Elven Embassy, no, however, it's... as they are part of the Carrasta Alliance, they are unlikely to accept you.
Oh, there's an Elven Palace as well.
You could head down to the river. That's probably your fastest way out of the city.
Oh, do we get a boat?
Or you could head to the Department of Transport and try and find a blinker who's willing to get you out.
Get a goat.
let's get a bloody dragon.
Aldrin,
now,
that's still a boat.
I'm going to let you find your own way, so you need to direct me. You walk out of the Department of Intelligence. You're in a street. Across the road, it's the public archives.
We turn left. We turn left.
You turn left. Okay, you're heading towards the Central Avenue. The Central Avenue is a busy market area. It's filled with people. There are quite a few guards around.
Now, unlike most women, I can read a map, so we go right.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah, right. I was thinking right, and then we just head straight down to the port.
Okay.
Yes.
You're heading straight down the Central Avenue, and you're passing unseen through the crowds, and then suddenly a shout goes up. Stop! Stop! Murder! Murder! They've killed the spy master.
The spy master.
He was my father.
Oh, people!
Aldrin, quickly!
People are stabbing away from
Aldrin.
Are you going to break into a
Aldrin?
Yes.
Aldrin. Aldrin, stop dead. Just look up to the sky and scream, "Father, no!" And then people
Father,
will be nice to you.
No! And I also fall onto my knees. No!
What are you talking about, random stranger? They couldn't possibly be the murderers. That guy said it's his father. Nobody kills their own father ever. We're going to ignore all the times in fiction where the people kill their own fathers. Nobody ever kills their own father. But it's true. The receptionist told me, who was there the entire time. What? I'm not going to have this conversation with myself. they start moving. They grab bludgeons and stuff, are you going to run away from them? Because I reckon you can outrun them.
Yeah, yes, run to the docks.
We're elves. Look, we're 1.5 times the size of them all. We can outrun them.
Not all of them, because some of them are elves as well. Okay.
Ah, bullshit.
James, you have 15 dexterity. Patrick, you have 13. So you both make it to the docks area, and you turn into the dock road, lined with docking out the D1 and D2 and so on. That yep. stands for dock one, dock two. So those are like import and export rooms and their warehouses and whatever. Okay. But you run yep. past those and you come to border control. Now the only way to get to the boats, the actual boats, is to run through border control, which is, it's not as like a modern day border control. It's basically just an old man with a lot of paper and a desk.
Or I'll just push him over into the water or something.
You push him over, he falls to the floor, and he hits his head, and he dies. You killed an old man who didn't even get a chance to retaliate because you rolled 11. Oh, that poor old guy. I didn't even get to do a voice for him. Okay, you run past him and you get to the docks. Does either of you know how to drive a boat?
Yes.
Okay, it's
I've only got 9 IQ, so I don't.
Yeah, neither of you have got particularly brilliant IQ.
But I do have 15 luck.
And yeah, you have 15 and Patrick has 17. So I reckon you're going to be... Oh, you rolled a double one. Basically, you untie the boat and then you're trying to work out how to steer it, and like the river just carries you away because you have right. you've no IQ, but you have really low luck. So you have no knowledge of how to drive a boat, but you're just stood on this boat and floating down the river.
But I can drive a boat in real life.
Alea can't. Okay, you're floating off down the River Drell and you pass out of the city. And as you go, you see people on the wall shouting, "No, no.
Farewell, and today, remember, today is the day that you almost caught Alea and Alduin."
The dwarf who was with you in the room has also somehow managed to make it onto the boat because I forgot about him. I guess you're carrying him. Yeah, I guess you were carrying him. So the three of you sit down and relax as you're borne out of the city on this boat with no knowledge of how to steer it. It just happens to be flowing downstream the right way.
How come on the big map of Arkhan there is no river passing through?
It's not important.
Okay, which way are we going then?
It's not important.
Well, it is.
Because I don't actually know yet. I drew the river on the city map before. Okay. Yeah, you're heading towards the islands of the
we're going through Perith Vale through the high mountains.
You're going it's the sort of track through the Corastal Plains.
Okay.
There's not actually anything there. It's quite a small river by comparison to the other ones that are on the map.
Okay.
So you're heading towards the sea, and that is all we've got time for today. So another time we'll have to pick up and you can have some adventures with pirates and sea barbarians and sirens and what have you. But for today, I think you're done. You're done. You've escaped. Congratulations, you've solved the mystery of... Actually, damn, I didn't actually introduce what the mystery was, did I? Oh, well. Well, you've successfully uncovered the plot to invade Terris, and I'm sure next time you'll be able to sail to Terris and warn the dwarves. And to you, my dear listener, thank you for staying towards the end of the video / podcast. And as you've made it to the end of the video, I would like to offer you a job, unpaid and with little or no acknowledgement. But I'm looking for talented / otherwise artists or animators who are willing to put one of these podcasts to pictures, rather than just have me sitting here looking at a map for the entire video / audio. If you'd like to be involved with that, or if you'd just like to get in contact, leave me your fan fiction or comments or whatever. You can email me at iamfleek@gmail.com. Thank you, and to my guests who are playing the cricket sound repeatedly in my ear while I'm trying to concentrate, thank you. We really need to end this. So goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.